Ryan Summerlin, one of your reporters, wrote an article that was published on the 29th of August with a headline, ICE confirms 14 arrests in Garfield and Eagle counties. Talk about those arrests.
Well, we don't know the circumstances of all of them, but for a couple of weeks, we heard a range of rumors, some things on social media, a call from a law firm that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had, the popular term is, rounded up a number of immigrants, but hadn't been able to confirm that. So we had tried to contact local ICE officials. There's a spokesperson in Denver. As you might imagine, I mean, many law enforcement agencies are very close-mouthed, and ICE is particularly so. I think that Ryan talked to a spokeswoman in Denver who actually said, well, what are your accusations? And, you know, we're not making accusations. We're just trying to get information. So finally, then we did get a news release from, I think it was an ICE representative communications person in Dallas that confirmed this.
You know, usually ICE does not send out general press releases. And according to your article, local law enforcement did not know about these arrests. Would you consider them secret arrests?
I don't know that any arrest is public, right?
Well,
I mean, I guess Garfield County has a list of current inmates, and you can check that. And I don't think that ICE holding facilities do.
The reason why I'm asking that is because local law enforcement sent out press logs of the week's arrests. But, you know, that doesn't happen with ICE.
Law enforcement agencies have an arrest log that's available for inspection, but I'm not really familiar with very many agencies, particularly here, that proactively let people know who they've arrested. I don't think that law enforcement generally considers that to be its job, even though it's public information. We have to go get it. And ICE didn't send out a general news release.
Mm-hmm.
We asked questions over a period of days and finally got an answer.
Right. So are the ICE arrests, when they make those arrests, is that public information?
Well, again, I'm not sure, you know, the person who is arrested has the same civil rights or the same rights in the U.S. legal system as a criminal defendant, even though it's a slightly different type of proceeding. So they have a right to an attorney, and an attorney can choose to talk about that publicly, unlike, say, the Garfield County Jail, which lists its current inmates. I don't know of any place where ICE lists its detainees.
In the article, in the penultimate paragraph, Ryan writes that, quote, ICE focuses its enforcement resources on individuals who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. And then in the next sentence, and I'm paraphrasing, apparently, ICE Acting Director Thomas Homan made it clear that ICE will no longer exempt any class of individuals from removal proceedings. And to me, this suggests that any undocumented immigrant is a threat to national security, public safety, and border security, according to ICE. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think that's what people think the Trump administration is doing, and I think that the Trump administration wants people to think that. You know, I've also seen numbers that say deportations, despite incidents like this that have people very afraid and circumstances that, you know, we don't fully understand who ICE is going after. I mean, they've said that they are going after people with deportation orders that haven't been enforced, and people with gang affiliations. But I have seen stories that say that the numbers of people actually deported are down from the Obama administration. And, you know, critics called Obama the deporter in chief. I've also read that the Obama administration deportation numbers were inflated because people who were just turned away at the border were counted. So I don't know if under the current Congress, there would be any incentive to actually audit immigration enforcement numbers and deportation numbers and how we're counting it.
The town of Carbondale passed a resolution after these ICE arrests were made. They were made August 16th and 17th, and the resolution was passed on the 23rd. Basically, this resolution states that formal or informal partnerships with federal immigration officers and any employees of the town now require trustee approval unless it's part of an ongoing criminal investigation. Aspen has a similar resolution, and I'm wondering how effective you think these resolutions are.
I think that the purpose of the resolution is to reassure the immigrant population that local authorities are not going to come knocking at the door, are not going to grab them on the street, things like that. And I think it's important in that regard. I don't think it changes anything.
Well, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Amy.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.